Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello.
Hello. If I'd known about that Jarvis Cocker song, I'd have just talked about that.
All morning.
All morning. I haven't heard it yet.
House music all morning. It's great. I'll play it for you after.
Yep, thank you.
How's it looking this morning on the old Mind Trench today, Rob? What are we talking about?
Kias. My favourite Kias. I think we've all seen them rip cars to bits.
Have you seen a Kia in the
Do its thing on a car sharing? I've never actually seen it in person, but I've heard the wild stories.
Funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, I couldn't stop laughing.
It's the
especially
whole thing.
When the people came back to find their car with most of their windscreen wipers missing.
It's funny when it happens to someone else. It's not so funny when it happens to you.
Anyway. Big thing going on about them. Right, some parrots weigh up probabilities to help them make choices.
Whoa.
Researchers have found in a study that provides the first evidence of this skill outside great apes.
Wow. That's quite a wise bird then.
Other studies have found African grey parrots have been found to selflessly help their peers complete tasks and seem able to identify colours and counts.
Heart of gold.
So that's really good. But I've always known, like, birds see different colours than we do anyway. They see the world completely different to us.
And how,
if you took a bird to the cinema, it wouldn't see anything.
Why is that?
Just because they see things completely different and the flicker, you know, like...
The flickering light.
They just see nothing.
Really?
Just a green screen.
That is really
interesting. I don't know how they work that out.
Yeah.
Maybe the film was really rubbish and it didn't want to watch it anyway.
They asked one and they said, no, I can't see anything.
Yeah, I can't be bothered with this. Anyway, now researchers, this is from Auckland, Amalia Bastos, I hope I pronounced that right, and Alex Taylor, have found that the Kia, the world's only alpine parrot, appear to use probabilities when taking a gamble.
Ooh.
So if you see them in the TAB, just follow them.
They've got the
which is
got
what
the
I did. The team behind the new study said it's the first time this skill has clearly been shown outside of humans and other great apes. Which is, what's more, it seems to, the birds harness multiple sources of information to decide which choice is better.
I've got to say, this makes them sound extremely
cool. It's just brilliant. Yeah. As I said, I read this, Akia had actually wrote this article.
Oh, true. Oh,
yeah. They put
a
pen in its mouth and then just give it like a tablet and just say, right, away you go.
Wow.
Off you pop. It's like those videos where you see, you know, like elephants painting or something like that.
I actually made that up, by the way. This isn't really true.
You don't say.
We're going to have some Akia paintings being auctioned soon, I think.
There's good evidence that human intelligence is domain general, which means we combine information of different types, social, physical and numerical, to make judgment and decisions.
Ooh.
It wasn't really clear if other animals do this, but they do.
Spooky.
So what they did was they got six male Kias. Now, this is my first question. I don't know why they just use male Kias.
Why not the female ones?
But, well, six of, and they've actually, the names for them, I'd like to, some of them are Blowfield, Loki, Taz, Moriarty and Megatron.
The names of the Kias. Moriarty.
That's good enough. I could just finish with it.
Moriarty's got to be the head bad guy.
Oh,
Kia,
no,
right?
Megatron.
Megatron. I feel like Megatron's the muscles,
actually changes into a squirrel.
The head squirrel goes 360. Yeah.
But what they did was they got these containers. They actually trained the Kias to associate black tokens with tasty treats and orange tokens with no reward.
Okay.
So what they did was, I don't know how they trained them, but they trained the birds to tell the researchers which one to go for. So they probably pointed, that one over there, mate.
Yeah.
Or that one. So each time it was in a transparent thing, they were all mixed up. The orange and black were all mixed up, but there was more black than orange in one and more orange and black than the other. And the birds actually chose the one with more in them. Because they worked it out.
Oh, my gosh.
They worked it out that they had more probability of actually getting something out of that one.
They should have got a Kia to sit my level 12 NCAA stats exam. Yeah.
Yeah, so they did it and they tested them like 20 times and the birds all did the same thing.
That's super cool.
Which is It shows that the Kea shows intelligence that's flexible in a way that's comparable to humans or chimpanzees' intelligence.
Far out. This just kind of really does add to the overlords. Whole like pirate's companion vibe of them, though, isn't it? Like very wise birds sailing the
seas. Maybe they're
seas.
Just playing us.
I reckon.
Almost in a way.
Who's mimicking who, really, out there?
Yeah, it's just the most amazing thing I've ever done. If these people are listening, or they know someone who's listening, can they please get in touch with me? Because I want to pursue this a little bit more.
Rob wants to find out more about
Kias. Well, find out why you just use male Kias. In this day and age, that doesn't seem right to me. You know what I mean?
Parity for the Kias.
Well, it
cost.
Should be, really. It's so just... hang on.
Skim reading.
These findings push back against the idea that animals have only become clever at tasks they need for their particular role. For example, a squirrel remembering where he's buried his nuts.
Okay, but Kias have kind of...
But they've got it sus.
Mind
you, if they're that clever, why do they eat windscreen wipers?
Well...
Do you know what I mean?
They just love the drama, I think, is what it really is. I've watched a Kia pull off... The sounds like I just sat there and did nothing. we noticed and we were like, oi, and tried to wave it away, but it pulled the rim off a window of a car off, the rubber.
Because it knows
seal.
That's the most annoying bit. See the probability,
you can't get it back,
right?
Yeah, exactly. They're kind of menaces. If you've ever been done dirty by a Kia, text us on 5395. What did they steal? Did they take your boots? My friend's boots got nicked by a Kia once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're real sneaky, eh?
Well,
they take
like
your shoelace
them.
Out too and rip the rubber
just
off the soles.
Just do the worst thing possible to annoy your day. Yeah. Well, I love them. There's not many of them left in between 1 and 5,000 in the wild, so that's, you know,
that's
sort
not
it out.
Good. That is not good.
And also, actually, when I was listening to the World Service this morning, they did a bit about the Kakapo, saying how they've got that basically from extinction from 50 to a real good population now.
Far
but
out.
we still can't forget, you know. Go the New Zealand parrots. And in actual fact, I'd have a Kia as your forget the Kiwi.
Yeah.
Have a Kia or a Weta.
Is that gonna be your bird infant. Of the year vote?
Oh,
this
it's
year.
My bird of the century without
the
a doubt.
Century.
Without a doubt. I love them.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Rob.
Oh, just one thing. Someone sent me some stuff last week. And I think they must have sent me a spelling mistake because it was a Kimanawa steps and I couldn't find anything on that, but I found something on another spelling,
okay.
So that must be it.
All right, are you going to have a investigate?
I'm going to have a little go at that.
Well, if you've got something you think that Rob could help you out with, then you can text it through to 5395. If you've got a research topic that you can go on a deep dive into the mine trench and
something
find out some
info. Slightly amusing this time.
Yeah, we love birds.
Because I have trouble sleeping
now.
Yeah. Some of the stuff I have to talk about.
Well,
it's
hopefully
horrible.
The Kias aren't keeping you up.
Oh, no, I just kept waking up
peeking at your window.
Yeah.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
This is interesting. Grizzy said that they've had